Now, a government policy making it mandatory for workers in care homes in England to have both COVID jabs, unless exempt, is now in force. So care providers say the new rule has added to staffing pressures. Government figures show that there are still 32,000 carers who are not fully vaccinated. It was also announced on Monday that frontline NHS staff will also have to be double jabbed. The deadline for this is likely to be spring next year. Now, it's believed up to 100,000 NHS workers in England are currently unvaccinated. Staff will be given until next spring to get both doses. Here's the Health Secretary, Sajid Javid.
Having considered the consultation responses, the advice of my officials and NHS leaders, I have concluded that all those working in the NHS and social care will have to be vaccinated. We must avoid preventable harm and protect patients in the NHS, protect colleagues, and, of course, protect the NHS itself.
Steve Payne is the operations director for Vista. Vista manage care homes across the city with 329 staff, with an extra 210 just in care homes. He joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Aaron.
Steve, the big question, are you prepared and how many of your staff are vaccinated?
Okay, yeah, of course, we're definitely prepared. We've been watching this one since the consultation was launched in April. Obviously, it was enacted in law at the end of July, and the grace period of 16 weeks taking us up to midnight last night. So, yeah, we're prepared, and our staff who are deployed in our care homes as we come to work today are all fully vaccinated.
So, Steve, you've said to us in the past that this sector of care remains fragile and needs more support now than ever. So what are your thoughts on this rollout?
I think we have to be clear that our thoughts have to align with remaining legal as an operator of residential care. We can put many thoughts in here of whether we think it's right or wrong that everybody should be double jabbed to be employed. But the reaction across the sector is mixed. It's an ever-changing set of guidance and is ambiguous in parts as well. I think the difficult thing for us is to say that care providers are trusted to provide our care sort of 24/7, 365 days a year, COVID or not. So we have that responsibility and have been unable to do that. So we feel that the residential care sector initially has been singled out with the double vaccine mandation.
Now, as an employer, do you think staff have had enough time to get vaccinated?
Yeah, we go back to April when it was out for consultation and enacted in July. There's been more than enough opportunity. We've encouraged our staff teams across the board. Since we knew this was likely to happen, we didn't know what the outcome was going to be of the consultation, but we were preparing for the element that has actually now become mandated. So, yeah, I think there's been enough time. It disappoints me when I hear the news this morning that our politicians and government make plans and we sort of have to follow along with it. We just want to provide good care, but we see the goalpost shifts for different parts of the sector. Actually, aligning us all together would have been far more beneficial.
Were you surprised at all with the announcement, with it becoming mandatory? I suppose, given what happened in care homes over the last 18 months, does it surprise you at all?
No, not at all. But I think that, like our NHS colleagues, the care sector has been managing this now for nearly 2 years. Ultimately, we all want to protect our staff, residents, patients. And again, this is not new news for us. The fragility continues. But again, it's not ourselves that are making the decisions on this. We're having to follow the line that central government and politicians make.
Steve, what happens if staff aren't vaccinated? I mean, would they just lose their jobs?
Aaron, this is a really emotional one. Of course, we have to remain legal in how we operate our residential homes, as does the rest of the care sector. Therefore, we've got to ensure that we keep that integrity. We'll have occurrences, obviously, where we're going to lose members of our team, but we'll continue to support those where we're able to do so in terms of other redeployment.
Yeah, I can imagine it's such a tough time for employers when there might be people that are kind of, for whatever reason, don't want to get the vaccine. Now, we've heard reports of a staffing crisis in the care industry. Now, coupled with this, what's your experience not only of this, but what do you envisage happening?
I think that, you know, the crisis or staffing crisis, that care has a natural turnover of staff, even before the COVID element came in. You know, obviously, we would like to talk about our recruitment days we have, but not as a response to this as a crisis. The sector has traditionally had vacancies even before COVID and the mandatory vaccination.
Steve, I hear you're holding a recruitment day on November the 24th. What's going on?
Yeah, indeed. We're actually holding two, one on the 17th of November, one on the 24th of November. The 17th at our Kathleen Rutland home in Leicester Forest East, and one on the 24th at our new Wycliffe home in Rushy Mead. As with all trades industries, this is not because of the staffing crisis. We would do this in our operational procedures all the way through the year, at any given year. We're always looking for the next new shining star to join our team of stars we already have. Just like the next football team is looking for the next star player, and the next sales team is looking for the next best salesperson. We're always on the lookout for good staff. And being able now to come out of the COVID end with a bit of normality and able to get back to some normality and start to recruit good people again into our team to enhance what our offer is. We can keep everybody in our homes protected and safe. And ultimately, Aaron, that's what we want to do in the care sector. Keep our people, our residents, our staff safe.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us this morning on BBC Radio Leicester.